With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper, and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that the disciples would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them. And we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did. These were described individually. Do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel always reminds me of children who are trying to tattle on each other. "Lord, what about him?" And what does Jesus tell them? "Worry about yourself." But that's hard to do, is it not? Because we have eyes and ears, we hear it, we listen, and we see things, and we have opinions, and it's hard not to share our thoughts at times. So this gospel is a beautiful reminder this morning to focus on yourself, to worry about your own holiness, focus about what you need to change in your life. And if we do those things, that's what our Lord's asking us to do. So, my friends, let us not spend so much time here on earth comparing our lives to other people, worried about what they have and what I don't have, or vice versa. That's not discipleship. But discipleship is what Jesus is telling us to do with this gospel. Live your life to the fullest. Choose holiness. Do good things for the Lord. And together as God's people, we will build the kingdom of God together. Amen?
Amen.
So let's focus right now and let's pray as we begin Pentecost this evening that the Holy Spirit will come upon us so that we will truly answer this gospel, which is to do good things in the name of Jesus.